The Gemara says on Daf Chav Vav, Ve'elu Kroim She'en Mis'achin, and so on, V'al HaNosiv Yal Avbezdin, Hulu, V'lon D'Ksi V'yach, V'yachazek David B'Godov, V'yikvo'em, Al Shol V'al Yonason B'no, and so on, Shol Ze'Nosiv Yonason Ze'Avbezdin. So, we have to, in terms of the Nosi, in terms of the Chiv Kriya, does Nasi mean the Rosh HaShanhedrin, or does Nasi mean Melech? Because the Nasi has a dual semantics. As related to the Halacha, V'Nasi Ba'am Chaloseo, the Rama says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Per Chavav, that it includes even the Rosh HaShanhedrin. He's also called Nasi. And the Kesem Mishnah says that the Mokka is the Gemara in Horius, that the Rebbe asked Rebbe Chia whether he's chayv a soya like a nasi, like the melech, and he said no, because tzarascha b'bavel, there's a higher authority than you, namely the Reish Galusa in Bavel. Because the pasuk says she'ein agav Hashem elokav, she'ein agav b'vafil ela Hashem elokav. No, the only authority greater is Kodesh Baruch himself. But that's why he told Rebbe, you're not chayiv. But absent that, you see that Rebbe would have been called Nasi as well. So you see that the Rosh HaShanhedrin is also called Nasi. So the Rav said it could be that as it relates to the Chiv Kriya, maybe the Kriya Chiv is only to Rosh HaShanhedrin and not the Melech. And the reason would be that the Chiv Kriya is always is either his korov, or tamid chochma, because he covered a Torah, like Rabbi Shalim do Torah, and the Rosh HaSanhedrin, he has a din of Rabbo. So he says that Godel Hador has a din of Toysim Bevakama has a din of Rabbo Muvuk, and similarly Chochm Shemes, that the Mos says you have to take Kriya, it means a Chochm Shemes is one the Gdolei Hador. So he has the status of Rabbo. So if that's the standard, then that would only apply to the Rosh HaShanhedrin and not to the Melech. And that's why we see that it was, when Moshe says that it was Shol that he tore on, because Moshe says because Shol was the Rosh HaShanhedrin and Yonason was the Abbasin. But absent that, he would not adapt to Mitzchayv to be Korea. So, but in the Gemara itself, how could it be that Shol was the Nasi, and Yonason was the Abbezdin? How can you have Kroivim in the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin? So if you hold that the Nasi is not included, like Tois holds in Daf Gimel and Tois holds in Sanhedrin, that the Milvish Bezdin was beyond the Bezdin, but he wasn't included in the cheshbon of the 71, so they're not sitting, so to speak, together. But it could be, as I've said also, that even though you can't have kroivim on the Bezdin, but in Bezdin HaGadol, it depends on which role they're playing, because there are two roles that Bezdin HaGadol plays. One is that they're the Supreme Court, the ultimate arbiters in terms of certain issues of that Nogeya to Klai Yisrael, for example, to be done the Melech, to be done the Kohen Gadol, to be done the Shevet, to be done the Zokin Mamre. There's certain things, to be most of Eliva Azoris, and Yotzin Milchama only with Bezna Gadol. Those are certain issues and matters that only Bezna Gadol can adjudicate and paskin about. So then, because Bezna Krovin would not be appropriate, Korov would be possible. But there's another halacha of Bezdin HaGadol, as the Ram says in Hilchas Manvim, Shehein hein amudi harovi ikatel shebel peh, mehem choko mishpat yotsu l'chay Yisrael, that Bezdin HaGadol is the ultimate arbiter of Torah shebel peh and interpreting the Torah in Talmud Torah. So on that role, krovim are also possible. So when they're being done on a shaila, so Avim Bno, Shol and Yonason would be kosher to be members of the Sanhedrin. The Rav said, just in addition to that once, he said, how can it be that Shmai V'Avtalion, or the members of the Sanhedrin, I Shmai V'Avtalion, were gave him apostle for Sanhedrin? So Rav said, in the name of Ramesh, in the name of his father, because here we're talking about in terms of the role of Amudei Horor, and for that, Gavin would also be kosher.